98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Great to hear Carlos playing guitar again. That is Santana from the new album Shapeshifter. And it looks like he's leaving all the guest stars at home this time around and just going back to good old rock and roll. That song called Nomad. As we get into the 3 o'clock hour today, something we plugged on Facebook throughout the week is the fact that today at 3 o'clock we will be debuting the brand new Summer Bandstand Concert Series for 2012. And I'm sorry to disappoint you all, but we're not going to do... Oh, yes, we are. Wait a minute. We have the polka-dotted Margaret Burke here with us and the one and only David Lesh, who started this wonderful music series for downtown Santa Fe years and years back. What year are we at now? Number 10, 10th anniversary. I love that. You know, I remember, David, we were reminiscing, some of the people around here, when KBAC first tied in on like year number one, going down to the plaza and maybe 20, 30 people seeing a band, you know, on an average night. And of course, now it's, you know, almost 1,000 people on just an average night, let alone when you get somebody like Cracker or Mose Allison, and, you know, they're all the way back into, you know, Galisteo Road.
Hey, Ira, that's true. You said it. You said it better than I could have said it.
It's true. It's become the, as we've stated, the jewel of Santa Fe, especially during the summertime. 7 weeks of great outdoor concerts.
A little shorter this time because of leap year. So week number one is one night only.
Oh,
Thursday, okay. July 5th, but it's going to be a great one.
I'll bet it's a killer opening night, July 5th always, right? And you always kick off the day after the 4th of July.
We've got, we're doing it in a kind of traditional style. We're opening up with Mariachi Buenaventura, the all-female mariachi band. They're just an instant hit.
Yeah.
And they're just going to warm the crowd up for...
They're such nice ladies, too.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
They're going to warm up tonight for Joe King Carrasco.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's quite a headliner.
Apparently, he's
one.
Got a huge following.
Yeah,
more than I realized.
Yeah. Oh man.
And you know, he was also a regular at Club West.
Yeah.
You know?
What was that party song he did? Weekend party on the weekend. I don't know.
I wasn't that big a fan of his, I have to say.
But well, you will be after you see him in concert. I hear he rips it up.
It's
on
serious, serious Tex-Mex, yeah. And then he does. I know that he does. His famous thing is a cover of 96 Tears. I
mean, yeah, he does a great version of that.
That
yeah.
song, you know.
Yeah.
So that'll be I think that'll be a worthwhile opening.
Yeah, it's going to take 3 days to recover from that. That's so it's a good thing exactly. That's, you know, on a Thursday to start because you're going to have to rest up before Monday.
And I think he's playing the next night up at Russ's festival, right?
Yeah, he'll be doing the Los Alamos thing too. Yeah,
Over at Gordon's Music
Gordon's
Emporium.
Yeah.
Groovy. So, okay, so we move on to week two.
Let's switch off. Who's on Monday tonight?
Monday the 9th is a big day for Canuto because he produced this night.
Let's talk about the night shows and then we'll move backwards and go to the day shows for the week.
That night, John Kurzweg, who's never been on the bandstand, he's fabulous. He's, you know, Grammy Award winning producer and he plays all over town. And he's going to open and Sean Helan's headlining. So I'm sure they'll do whatever they're going to do. They're going to probably go back and forth and be in each other's bands because that's what they do. So,
a good local quality night.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to have to get a green room for Canuto that night. Maybe we'll get the RV back there.
I say we just set up a little throne on the stage to the side of the throne where you can just kind of hang out with a scepter and we can borrow Joe King Carrasco's crown on Thursday and just have him, you know, leave the crown behind for Monday.
I like it.
You got it. He has many crowns. He can donate one.
Yeah, royalty robes too. who's up on Tuesday?
Well, the next night is really powerful. We got Eric George and Man No Sober now. We checked out his samples and they're potent.
Do you know Eric George?
But that's something, a up-and-coming local band that is not to be missed.
Okay.
They're going to get things right for Guitar Shorty, who's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Always a real thrill. Last year he came out in a 46 Chrysler or something and walked his way with his, you know, portable guitar. Walked his way playing the guitar right through the crowd. He'll do something like that.
Wow.
He likes grand entrances, you know. Wow. Okay.
Keep going.
Wednesday night, Chris Abeta puts together the Latin events, and it's the return of Sorella, the Sorella sisters, and then it's Soulfire's back.
Oh, they always put on a good show, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Buddy and Amato and company.
Okay, and week number two winds up with on Thursday night.
Thursday night is, I love this. Hillary Smith is headlining.
Oh, yeah.
She's awesome. And then someone sent in a request from Houston, Third Ear Caravan. And it's this little trio, and they kick, you know, booty. They play, they sound like... He liked it because she's kind of Grace Slick-esque, but she's very young.
Uh-huh.
So
she plays guitar, and it's 60s style stuff. It really sounds like from another era. And that's what she was inspired by. And we were really impressed by the sample.
Wow, that sounds like a great double bill.
Yeah,
it's going to be quite a night with Hillary.
Yeah, if you just joined us, we're speaking with David Lesh and Margaret Burke about this year's Summer Bandstand Concert Series. We've talked about the first five shows. How about the afternoon shows? Because those are always not overlooked, but I guess underrated, so to speak, word. You know, because you get some great bands there, and yet it's lunch hour, so a lot of people forget that Monday, that 2 days a week, you can go out and see lunchtime shows on the plaza, too.
And that's changing. We're seeing significant numbers of people coming just to see the show, mm-hmm. along with all the people who are already there. So it really, the afternoons are becoming better and better every year.
And one day my fantasy will be fulfilled. We'll get a little tent for the people that want to come eat lunch, and then it'll be taken away after that.
Right.
Yeah. Wishing for that for years.
Yeah, the tent sometimes is necessary. Although the senior citizens who I work with in the Outside In program will be there, as well as some of the other facilities, and they set up tents. They bring tents with them.
Yeah, and now they let you sit on the grass, unlike in the day. Remember in the old days, they would rope everything off till Fiesta? That was kind of funny.
Well, you know what we'll do is we've got the KBAC tent up, you know, and for the nighttime shows, we'll just take a collection booth to buy more tents for the afternoon. How's that?
I like it.
We'll do that.
There you go.
We'll put out a tip jar.
You're so supportive, Ira. Thank you.
We'll put a little tip jar
real quickly, the afternoon, it looks like it just is hot off the press. Our opening afternoon is Bonnie Bloom. Mm-hmm. Who's a Albuquerque folk legend. She's been playing music for like 40 years. She's going to bring in people like Claude Stevenson, who's a folklorist, who's a mandolin virtuoso. So that'll be a nice opening day.
And what day is that?
That's Monday the 9th. Because that's our
Monday
first. It's Monday and Wednesday. So the following Wednesday, we have the Rail Yard Reunion Band, Bluegrass Band.
With Gus Kai, how do you
Gus
say
his? Kriekos?
Anyhow, they've been applying for a few years. Yeah. We're finally getting them on.
Cool. That's for that week.
Big Bluegrass Band.
And let me just say because there's a limited amount of slots, I know a lot of bands feel bad that they weren't chosen, and I know the two of you and your hearts are so huge, and you feel bad about the people that you just don't have room for every year. And I know you try and make it even so that, like, if you played one year, you don't get to play the next year, because you got to make room for all of them. And so for anybody who didn't make it, just be patient, because your time is coming. You may have played last year and you'll play next year.
Right.
Take a year off, just relax, and go on out to the plaza, enjoy the music, enjoy the bands that are on stage, and realize that there's more bands than there are slots.
Yeah. Yay, that's so true. Thank you.
I just wanted to press that.
Well, thank you, because we're hoping that's the case, that they come, those people, instead of feeling like sour grapes, that they participate in the celebration.
That's it. Show support. I mean, it's all one giant local music scene, and you know, they're part of it, and
maybe we'll be able to do it all year round at some point. Somebody will take on the winter bands.
Then we can
play. Everybody can get on.
And then the two of you will be checking into psych ward, I'm sure, at that point.
But you know, here's the math, Ira. 250 requests. It was a record breaker this year, roughly.
Wow.
And we got 50 slots in the evenings, that is. Yeah. So, I mean, therefore, a number of people.
Yeah, for every band you can book, four, unfortunately, you can't.
Yes, so people who, and great bands that we just couldn't get on.
Yeah, and I know you like to scatter it so that if you've played one year, you hold off the next year, because you got to make room for everybody. And
we're trying
to
keep it fresh.
That's such an admirable thing that that you're that, you know, democratic, I guess is the word.
We're trying.
Yeah.
Are we up to week three? Should you want to
run? We are. Let's do week three now.
Week three. Yeah. Okay, so we have three TBAs, because it hasn't fallen through, so I can't say anything.
Ooh.
And but they're great. Believe me. They're really great. I just can't get into it.
Okay, so these are ones you're talking to?
And still haven't confirmed.
Gotcha. And so I'm thinking maybe more nationally oriented.
Yeah, they're all three of them are national type bands.
And you can't get hints, right?
But
not in that week. There's not three.
So we can't announce it. But anyhow, on that Monday the 16th, we can say that we have Todd and the Fox.
Woo.
That's all we can say about that.
Okay, I think
we're,
I know that.
To have those guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Tuesday we can talk about, because you can.
Yeah.
You can do that.
This is the jazz night. Tom Guralnick puts on the jazz night, and Busy McCarroll and the Ambassadors of Pleasures. They had a big break and they're back.
Oh, nice.
And have you ever heard of Doug Lawrence?
Yeah, I have. Yeah,
he's. I Googled him because I'm a big fan, but I wanted to see what I'd been missing. And he's played with Tony Bennett and Aretha Franklin, and he's currently the featured tenor soloist with the Count Basie Orchestra.
Oh, nice!
And he's local, basically. He lives in Albuquerque.
Know that. Okay,
so well, we're really sure that's going to be another great partnership with not only Tom Goronic, but also Bob Martin and the Lensic. So the New Mexico Jazz Festival. It's their 7th annual.
Wow. And the last time I saw Busy McCarroll's Ambassadors of Pleasure, I could not believe how tight they have become. Yes. That
there
is one rocking little band
she's
put together.
All right. Well, we're up to Tuesday. Yeah, that Wednesday, we got Lumbre del Sol, and everybody and their uncle are going to be on the plaza for them.
Mm-hmm. That
it's always,
they're going to be dancing on the rooftops.
And every motorcycle in town is going to pull in. But people have long waited. Last summer, we got so many complaints from the locals. How come you don't have Lumbre del Sol? And they took a break.
Yeah,
you know, and they were grateful.
You had to give them a year off, exactly, to make room.
Opening for them is a new band that's all Beatle covers. Maxwell Edison and the Mojo Filters, they call themselves.
Okay.
So there's a creative name.
Yeah.
All right. And then to finish out that week, it's going to be really hot. We have a returning Jennifer Peterson and Creekstone from Taos, who did such a great job. Great Taos band. Really
what kind of music?
High energy Americana, as really describes it. And they're opening for the Derailleurs, mm-hmm. who are pretty big time.
Yeah, they are. They've been playing
country band.
I think they played Soul at the Brewing Company before. So it's nowadays you get to see them for free on the plaza.
That's going
to
be a
David Lesh
night.
And Margaret Burke.
That's a special night.
Yeah.
And then we wind up the week on Thursday.
Oh, I'm excited
about
this.
Thursday is the Derailleurs.
Oh, that's the Derailleurs.
Oh, okay. Thursday is the Derailleurs.
Right.
So,
okay. Are we all ready to the next? Oh, you want to talk about the daytime?
Well, let's cover the Monday and Wednesday afternoon shows that week.
Monday? Yeah. Fiddlin' Doc Gonzalez, my favorite. Do you know him?
No, I
don't. He's a chiropractor. He has a twin who's also a chiropractor, and he's from Las Vegas.
Twin chiropractor.
He's probably, I don't know, in
his
80s.
He's great. He's a mainstay afternoon band.
He plays the fiddle, and he has this beautiful, like, how would you describe his music?
Lots of great covers, you know, country covers.
Mm-hmm.
Latino stuff, too.
Bob Carman's in his band, like someone that's played for a billion years.
I got a feeling there will be some senior citizens two-stepping that day.
Yeah,
they're getting about
the
tent altogether.
They'll all come out for that.
Yeah, they
and
will not
Wednesday
be.
And Wednesday is, Marimba. It's a new band, the Polyphony Marimba Band.
Yeah, they're young people. We really loved their sample. It was great. We had to do a Marimba Band. And that's
awesome, awesome.
Yep.
Okay, so we've done 3 weeks. So I'll tell you what, why don't we take a quick break here? We'll tell you about some of the bandstand advertising opportunities that are available this year, and we'll come back in just a moment and finish off the schedule for this year's Summer Bandstand 2012. Rima, it's all yours. It's 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, streaming online at santafe.com, keyword KBAC. And right now we're talking with Margaret Burke and David Lesh, two beautiful human beings who put on the Summer Bandstand Concert Series every year. An exciting partnership that we can announce today is that our website, santafe.com, will be streaming live all of the bandstand performances this year. The evening performances you can catch live on the web, which I think is just an awesome partnership.
Well, there is breaking news for sure. That's great.
Yeah? You didn't know about it?
No, I didn't know. I mean, I didn't
know about it.
I'm saying, yeah. It's going to be great.
It will.
Plus,
there'll
maybe even be video interviews and things like that.
Yeah, we understand that we'll be talking to the bands before they go online. That's a great partnership. What is the next date we're up to now? Because I know this goes July 5th all the way through August.
We're at week 4.
And which is what day?
Which is Monday, July 23rd.
Okay,
so
July
23rd. Still in July.
And I know we have listeners that are following along with their calendars right now, marking down what days they will be on the plaza.
And, you know, I just have to say, talk about quality noontime. Lipbone Redding couldn't make it with his band, and he's the multi-instrumentalist with his mouth. He's going to do his solo that afternoon.
Ah, that is cool.
So put that on your calendar.
He's come a couple times, and I've missed him every time, and I really love his music, I'll be there.
Last year, he was just over the top with his band, but he couldn't bring his band with him. So anyhow, but that night, for all the two-steppers that there are, the return of Shake Russell and South by Southwest. We haven't had them on for a while.
And
they're friends, and Shake hails from Texas, and he's great in his own right. So it's going to be a quite a night.
It'll be a rockin' country night. Yep.
The boot scooters will be out.
Yeah. Boot scooting.
And then Tuesday, July 24th, there's the Santa Fe Concert Band for people that like a big band sound. They're going to open. And
they're a 40-piece band, yeah.
Wow. And
40-piece band?
Yeah, it's a lot of chairs.
They're going to start setting up the night before as soon as the
band gets
off stage.
Oh, no, we have an amazing volunteer crew. It'll
okay,
just work like...
You got some good roadies for them.
Yeah. And then we've all heard of Zenobia, who plays around town, and Soul Man Sam. They both have amazing bands. Well, they're going to get together. What do they call themselves?
Well, they call themselves the Cabaret, which they do every Saturday at Evangelos, but they're going to put their full show together on the bandstand. So it's a double...
A double bill.
Double trouble.
Two for the price of one.
And I think they even have special guests that show up and sing a song.
They have special guests, too.
And, of course, it's just a short jaunt down from Evangelos for Soul Man Sam. He could walk down in between sets, play a set, and then go back.
Yeah.
You can keep going.
All right, we're keeping going. We're going to keep this moving. All right, so Wednesday, Wednesday night, we're bringing some flamenco, serious flamenco. The very show that's at El Mason, it's called Flamenco Con Paz.
Okay.
With Peace is what I think it's what it translates. But a really great event. Joaquin Gallegos and his crew are going to be opening with a flamenco. And if that's not enough, finishing that off with Nosotros.
Nosotros.
They're jazz.
I'm from Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And hopefully that 40-piece band will have finished breaking down by then, and there'll be room for some dancing.
And Nosotros always brings
the flamenco.
That's the next night.
Yeah, it'll take them about 24 hours.
Yeah.
No, but Nosotros always brings it. We're so glad they're coming back.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're beloved here in this town. We finished off the week with Andy Prim's new band called Swordfish.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have them on the radio on the 16th from Vanessi's here.
There you go.
Looking forward to that.
I'm so happy because he's been just kicking booty all over town for 20 years, right?
Yeah, he's been supporting all these other bands, and now he finally
and
is
now he gets
out
to
front
do
with
his
own.
And he's such a rock star.
Yeah, he is. It'll be good to see him out
front. We're
excited
to see his thing.
And speaking of rock stars, we have none other than Alex Mariol finishing out the night.
Ooh.
The return of Alex Mariol, and he always packs the plaza.
Yeah.
I just don't know what it is, but he packs it. So that finishes the fourth week. We're up to week five.
And then we forgot to mention our favorite, Antonia Apodaca's on Wednesday.
During the day.
Yeah. And we have a rule, you know, where you have to take a break, but if you're over 90, you don't have to take a break.
Yeah, there you go. That's the rule.
So we're having her back any year that we can get her. She's so amazing.
She's a legend. Yeah.
She's there at noontime on Wednesday.
Well, I know that over the course of the summer, there'll be a lot of great shows to partake in. And I totally forgot what I was going to say, but that's all right. I'll think of it.
But it's true. Anyway. Okay, we're up to Monday already. We're talking July 30th already.
July 30th.
And it's week number five, and we got the Boom Roots Collective, which is a new fusion band, reggae, hip-hop fusion band. You may know about those
if you'd
guys.
Like to check them out early. They'll be doing a Cinco de Mayo benefit on May 5th at the Milagro.
Beautiful.
So you can check them out there, too, beforehand.
And they'll be warming up the crowd for Lil Brian and the Zydeco Travelers.
Ooh, National Zydeco.
Yeah. You know it.
From Louisiana.
Yeah, Jamie Lenfesty brought them to the Rail Yard this year, and we were blown away. They were just great.
Spreading hot sauce all over the plaza that day.
Yeah, and then the next night, Soul Static, our very own Tony Buford, who's been funking it up everywhere, and he's had, you know, he hasn't been on in a couple of years, and we love him, and he keeps applying in such a beautiful, positive way. And
he's got a great band, too.
He sent great stuff too, right? Samples and all that stuff. And then the Pleasure Pilots, so that's a great band.
They get everybody dancing
That's their thing.
I love their covers. I think
I do too.
They have some great choices for covers.
They always bring it on the plaza, especially. They're just perfectly fit for that venue. You know they just do. We can't resist them. Wednesday, this is pretty interesting. A band that's been there before, Legacy of Santa Fe, they do a lot of oldies and Chicano kind of music, to put it literally. And then the headliner, Ernestine Romero, and her band from Albuquerque called Mal Sangre, Blood.
Tell us about them.
Well, Ernestine, I worked with Ernestine when she was just 12 years old, way, way back. And she was like a child prodigy wonder who would play everywhere.
Wow.
But she used to sing to recordings. You know, she had a great voice. Now she's got a full tilt band. and she's now an adult. It was a long time ago. She's now like, I don't know, you know, 20s, 30s. I don't know. She's now a full-fledged adult, and she's got a band. And,
doing it since she's been 12. Wow.
Chris Abeta was really impressed with her, so she'll be the headliner that night.
Okay.
And where are we at? Where are we at? Oh, my goodness. Are we... we got to turn the page.
Kathy Faber's going to be there in the daytime.
Kathy Faber, yeah.
And Michael Combs. He's the guy that got all the buskers back in action. Remember, he was the... Yeah. Okay,
Hold on. While Margaret and Dave turn the pace, I'm just going to tell you, we're debuting the brand new Summer Bandstand Concert Series for 2012, kicking off July 5th, 7 weeks of shows, Monday through Thursday evenings, and also Monday and Wednesday during the lunch hour. Okay, now we'll move on to August.
Catfish Hodge and Freebo. Ooh, David, you want to talk about those guys?
They finish out the week. You know, Catfish Hodge is a legend of his own, as well as Freebo, so it's like rock legend night.
Yeah, Catfish Hodge moves to town. I remember playing him when I was on a Denver radio station in 1978, and I finally got to meet him when he moved here, 40 years later. And, of course, Freebo, Bonnie Raitt's old bass player.
So we've got, you know, they know each other. They're friends, so I'm sure they're going to collaborate and play together. Freebo's picked up a band from Taos that's going to come play with him, and so he's going to rock it out.
And I think Don Conoscenti's in that band, who's fabulous.
Yeah, Don Conoscenti up in Taos and are going to be backing him up.
Nice.
So it should be a
that'll be a bluesy night with a lot of improv. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So we're should we go straight to week six?
Sure.
Quickly,
you go ahead.
Oh well, all right. We got a really funky band from Española, none other than the Imperial Rooster coming on the bandstand. We're so thrilled to have them, and they're just going to mix things up for the very debonair Hoodoos who are coming back to Santa Fe, and they're also. When they play on the plaza, it's just out of control.
Now, are they reuniting for the show? I mean, or are they always together, but they're in Portland now?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
So a little of both.
Billy's touring, I think, this weekend. I think he's playing this weekend at La Fonda.
I think so, yeah.
With his usual crew. So they do both.
Okay.
But Billy's making a name for himself in Portland.
Yeah, that's what I hear. He's really popular there. And
he's got some great stuff he's released, their new album. So everybody, and now you don't see the Hoodoos every night, so this could be a large number of people are going to come out.
Yeah, it's going to be another real danceable show.
And we just love the Imperial Rooster opening for them. They're just, you know, it's going to be a nice combo.
Exotic, I think, is the adjective that describes them the best.
Okay,
an exotic band.
Yeah, and then just carry on here. Tuesday, August 7th, we got a big name that we can't mention that we're really hoping, keeping our toes crossed for this one.
Okay, this is the one that you haven't got a confirmation yet.
But... fear not, because we have Wagogo from Albuquerque, a veteran band that always brings it to the plaza.
Okay.
They have a very loyal following. They're definitely confirmed for that night.
And I do have an in with Springsteen, so I'll call him and make sure he confirms for that show.
He'd be a good backup.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Do you think he'd mind being the opening act, though?
No. Headliner wouldn't go on till 11:30, but you know, if he opens.
Yeah, especially if he did an encore. Oh, my God.
Yeah, 3-hour opening act.
Okay, so we're up to Wednesday, August 8th,
People are calling their friends right now. Did you hear Springsteen's coming to the plaza?
Uh-oh. That's going to be security night. We're going to have to get...
People always mishear whatever I say on the radio anyway. So.
Good. Keep them guessing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Valle Español de Santa Fe, folklorico dance group that they're just beautiful. Kids in costumes. It's great. And they're just going to set the stage for Sabor, the return of Sabor. Mm. Really one of the great Cuban bands in this town.
Yeah.
Always a fabulous night. And that's one of Chris Obeta's wonderful compositions. Wednesday, August 8th. Thursday, finishing out that week, August 9th. I love this, and I'm not going to let Margaret say anything else. But we got the Joe West and the Santa Fe Review. And they're going to be the big headliners, and he's going to let it all out for that. He's going to have robots, even.
I'll whisper this question so Margaret doesn't hear, but will she be playing with the band?
Hey, just full disclosure, I didn't vote for Joe West, okay?
That's right.
Just because I am in the band, just so you know.
She
and
recused
David,
herself.
David, he made it happen anyway, but I do know that Joe's excited, and he's going to bring like 40 dancing robots and dancing girls, and he's going to kind of probably pull out all the stops, so it should be good.
Okay, well, I know he does the Christmas and show these days and the Valentine's Day show, so this will be a Midsummer Night's Dream show.
And Paula Rae McDonald is opening.
Yeah,
wow.
And she is fantastic, and she's just a darling, and talk about being supportive of the local community. She's just...
She's got a great band, too, by the way.
Yeah, with Lydia Clark. I saw them, who knows, bands kind of change, but she'll be there. And her new husband, who's fantastic.
Yeah. So that's a... The way we end that week. That's week six. Are we ready for the last week? Or
okay.
Just throw in some afternoons that are happening that week.
Sure.
Let me see here. We got some a busker named Guitar Man Steve. He's going to be on. Stuff like that. Really interesting stuff. Oh, yeah. The Santa Fe University's got two really amazing bands that are going to be on Monday the 6th in the afternoon. Santa Fe University.
Okay.
At lunchtime, they have an Americana band. They have a Middle Eastern ensemble. So, you know, we're really mixing it up.
Trying to mix it up anyway.
Okay, the final week, right? Should we go through the final week?
Sure.
Forgot Lisette. Our Chilean local darling. She's going to share
Encantadora.
She's going to share an afternoon with Guitar Man Steve.
Okay, cool. So, well, what are we up to date-wise now? Final week.
Monday, August 13th.
Yeah.
Monday, August 13th.
My favorite. Terry Allen is going to come back.
Oh, nice.
He brings out a crowd that usually doesn't show up at the plaza, and it's all the artists from here to Taos to wherever. And
to Austin, actually.
He's always whoever is in his band. You know, sometimes he has his son. Sometimes he has. He'll probably have Lloyd Maines since Lloyd Maines is opening.
And I'm sure there'll be a lot of guest stars for that show too. Some of his friends
coming up
with a guitar.
I think he's great.
Terry Hendricks and Lloyd Maines, who are a real dynamic duo.
Oh yeah, we love Terry Hendricks.
Yeah,
so they'll be there. Yeah. So that's gonna be. It's gonna be. We're calling it the Terry Fest.
Yeah. Well, don't tell Terry Hendricks. I have kind of a crush on her.
I'm going to tell her.
You better be out there. I'm expecting to see you out there.
Well, because you're the spiritual kind, right?
Yeah.
That's me.
Terry Hendricks, Lloyd Maines, and Terry Allen all in one night. That's going to be really something. And Tuesday, August 14th, another TBA. Oh, boy. Again, we got our fingers crossed for this one. I wish I could tell you who it is. Gary Farmer and the Troublemakers are confirmed. And,
yay.
They couldn't make it last year. Gary got an acting job. We hope that doesn't happen again. He really wants to do it, and he puts on a great show. Yeah.
We'll call the director if he does and
exactly.
talk we'll bad stop. About him.
We'll stop.
Do
you don't want
are.
Gary on your movie.
Wednesday the 15th, we're doing this all over again in terms of the headliners for that night. But we got Nacho Mendez, the legendary Nacho Mendez, opening that night and finishing off the last... Wednesday night, that is, Felix y Los Gatos. And last summer, they were right up there in the top five performances.
Mm-hmm.
It was over the top, and we hope they can do the same.
Okay.
Yeah, Zydeco Swing is just really something.
Got it.
Okay, we're ready for the grand finale?
The grand finale.
Thursday.
Okay, I just want to say that the grand finale, Russ Gordon wanted to share a band, and I was like, we don't need somebody we don't know. Why? We have so many local bands. And then I YouTubed her, and her name is Carol in Wonderland, and she's from Austin, and she'll just knock everybody's socks off if you YouTube her. So.
And now blues, right?
She plays the guitar great. She sings great. She writes great songs.
Okay.
She's just got the whole package. And Matthew Andre is going to... share the night.
Yeah.
And also, one of my favorite daytime things the whole summer, it's talk about old school. Carlos Lomas, do you remember him?
Mm-mm.
He's an amazing flamenco guitar player, and his wife, Joya Thomas, she dances. And I'm pretty sure, I could have my facts wrong, but I'm pretty sure he's the one that basically got Otmar Liebert going. He's really amazing.
Really
and
old
David
school.
Borrego, who's David talk about Borrego old school, he's sharing an afternoon with Carlos and Joya, so I love that.
Of the Candyman thing.
And I guess we didn't talk about Monday afternoon, Martha.
We have two interesting, Martha Reich and Suzanne Tang, who's relocated from Los Angeles, who's a flautist extraordinaire. I just want to say about Carolyn Wonderland, usually we end with a native band, but because we didn't have sponsorship this year, and this opportunity came up, as Margaret said, we checked her out, and she's got, her MO is Janis Joplin, vocal, but you have to imagine Janis Joplin playing a mean lead guitar. And then you've got Carolyn Wonderland. So we really think it's a grand finale this year.
I like that. And I love Martha Reich's music, too.
Doesn't she,
she's like our local Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is an awesome lineup this year, folks. You know, Springsteen, Willie Nelson. I'm sure you'll make room for them when they confirm. Yeah, but you know, and for the time being, this is an unbelievable lineup. Now I know you always put out the programs too. Any idea when those are going to be ready so people will have a full 7-week calendar in front of them?
It's coming as soon as
pretty soon.
The printed calendar usually comes out in June, but we're going to send a press release with hopefully the final confirmations of these names. Real soon.
Oh, that's right. You've got to finalize the lineup first.
Yeah, we're hoping to do it in the next few days, and then it'll go to print and sometime in June.
And then we'll have all our beautiful sponsors listed. And,
right.
And we have to thank our sponsors. Yeah. They've made it happen. We couldn't do this without them. You know, the city, just to let people know, the city does put up about 35% of our budget, but the rest of it, we have to hustle from local businesses and foundations. McCune and Frost, I have to give it up to them every year. Mm-hmm. They help make this happen. I just have to say that.
Rima Christ, our girl Rima Christ, is out there working so hard.
She pounds the pavement.
She's amazing.
Yep. And I know a lot of restaurants around the plaza have donated again this year help make this happen. And why not? Because everybody finishes off their concert and then goes right into the restaurant to eat,
That's right.
Once again, it's an awesome lineup. We've been talking to Margaret Burke and David Lesh of the Summer Bandstand Concert Series. Of course, don't forget David's other project, Outside In, which brings live music to facilities where the people can't get out to see live music. And that is a noble effort, too. Outside In, one of the sponsors of the Summer Bandstand Concert Series, too. So if you live in Santa Fe, just keep an eye out around town for all the programs that will be showing up in booklet form very, very soon. And you'll have a complete calendar of who's playing when and to make sure that you don't miss any show. And a reminder, once again, SantaFe.com will be live streaming all the concerts this year in the evening from the Summer Bandstand Concert Series.
That is so exciting. We're so glad to hear that.
Oh, yeah. And we'll have interviews with the bands on beforehand. And it's just going to be wonderful. About the only thing you'll miss out on is that great atmosphere of actually being on the plaza, which is the place to go, of course. Yeah. So just bring your laptop with you. And that way you can dance with your laptop, right?
Thanks so much, Ira.
Okay.
We really appreciate it. This is great.
Our pleasure.